There's one. Set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11. 11 listeners.
This is me. Engage.
You slimy scumbag, get on your face and give me 25.
This is the Unique Geek.
And welcome to another edition of, not 50 Days of Dragon Con, but the Unique Geek Game Show. The game show that keeps on ticking and keeps on licking. Joining me tonight, I have three contestants. Starting from my left to your right, Ron. Ron from the Unique Geek. He is our chief legal counsel, but soon to be replaced by Rox, who's now in mediation training.
Yay.
Ron, how you doing?
Meh.
Okay, good. Glad to hear it. And joining me from Spaz House LLC, spazhouselllc.com, the one, the only, the queen of hobos, Rox. Rox, how you doing?
I'm doing well, but I can't take sides.
You can't take sides because you are mediating everything.
I'm mediating everything.
Yes, everything is your mediation. And also from, from Need Coffee, needcoffee.com, the minister of minstrels. No, that's not right. Minister of music, minister of hip tunes. Rob, how you doing?
Marginal.
Marginal, but fair.
No, I'm good to be here.
Cool. The
graphics look lovely.
Thanks. Now, normally tonight's scorekeeper would be Lee from the Unique Geek and 50 Days Dragon Con, but we suspect she has fallen asleep. So tonight's duty for scorekeeper and judge and jury will fall upon me. So I'm going to be trying to do two things at once, which should be fun because I can barely do one thing at once. For those of you that haven't listened before, this is basically a trivia game show slash nonsense. And these three contestants are competing for prizes and fame. Or just fame, or neither of those. But we always start with initiative. Initiative gives you 3 points if you win, if you get the answer correct. And we'll wait for the... Yeah, there you go. There's the orcs. And if you win initiative, you get control of the board for the remainder of the game. You'll basically get to decide who goes first, and in some cases, in what order you're going to go in. So it's a really important decision piece of game to win. So you guys got pen and paper handy, correct?
Yes. Sure.
Yes.
All right. So the question I'm going to have you write down. First of all, the Oscars were held this past weekend. Nothing of note happened. Don't worry about it. According to Academy rules, before an Oscar can be put up for auction, it must be first offered to the Academy Motion Pictures of Arts and Science for how much money in U.S. dollars. So I need you to write down a number on your paper and just hold it there while we wait. And don't show it to anybody. Don't show it to anybody. Write it down. And then once you have it, let me know and we will go around the horn. Ron, do you have a number written down? He has a number written down. We'll start with Ron because he suspiciously asked several episodes ago why he had to write anything down. Ron, what number did you come up with?
$111.
All right. Rox, how about you?
$125,000.
Okay. It must be first offered to the motion picture side for $125,000. How about you, Rob?
I put $100.
$100. Ron, what was your number again?
$111.
Yeah, he was smarter than me.
The person closest closest because we can't go the without going over because I knew no one would get this number is Rob. Rob, the actual number is $10. $10. Woo-hoo! So what happened? Right. I guess this goes back to some weird rule with it became a rule. I don't know. 20
it was Shirley Temple. It was Shirley Temple. I know she was years ago when she got the little Oscars. Mm-hmm. Okay. She got a special one because the world was in a depression and everything. She wanted to, sell them. She got a little one. So, you know,
I thought it was
just gave it to her. She went, no, I don't want this. I want some candy.
So it is actually an official rule, and it has been upheld by courts, too, by the way. You can't sell it at auction before offering it to the MPAA, whatever it is, you know, Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, for $10. So it could be worth $1 million, but no, you got to give it to them for 10. So that means, Rob, you won initiative. You're also ahead by 3 points to nothing right now. And for this next
3 points,
3 points.
But
over,
I gave the Shirley Temple answer.
All right, I'll give you 1 point for that, Rox. All right, that's so it's three to one to zero.
Question,
yes,
sir. What if I would have said 101 and Ron said it was 111, but it was like right in the middle? How would you have settled that?
Well, whoever would have been closer, I guess. I would have automatically made Ron lose.
Okay. That's not nice.
I think he might be flicking me off. I'm not sure.
Wow.
All right. So because you won, Rob, you get to actually decide who gets the first question in geek news. And then in this section, there are 2 points if you get the answer correct and 1 point if you steal the question. In other words, the person doesn't know and you happen to know.
Hey John.
So, yes, sir.
According to the Oscar website, the legal battle over the Oscar began in 1942 when honoree Joseph Wright won the Oscar for Best Color Art Direction, earned enough for his work in My Gal Sal, and his nephew offered it for $79,200 to the buyer. The sale was challenged by the Academy of Motion Pictures, Art, and Sciences, and the ruling claims the sale was a violation of the Academy's bylaws involving Oscar statues.
All right. So Rob gets an extra point for bringing some extra info to the
here, and I'll send you that, so you've got it.
Oh, okay, good. I'm
well,
glad.
Okay, so that means Rob is actually now using the internet so he can look at the news.
We didn't have Lee to verify. I'm just saying. You can look at that, John, and tell me if you think it's right. I don't care about the point. I just thought to throw you that.
All right, so, but Rob,
she might be right. She might be right about the Shirley Temple, but, you know.
You get to... I don't think that she was being serious, to be honest with you. Rob,
you
don't
know that.
Look, Shirley Temple has caused wars in Eastern European continent on the,
All right, Rob, who do you want to go first in geek news, and then we'll proceed to the left according to what I have written down here.
Let's do Ron.
Ron, you get the first question tonight.
What?
Speaking of Oscars, Suicide Squad now is officially Oscar award winning Suicide Squad. What award did Suicide Squad win?
This is only hair and makeup.
That is
best.
That is incorrect. It's best makeup and hair. No, Ron, you get 2 points for that. Yeah, so they won best makeup and hairstyling. So they are officially Academy Award winning. The film was so horrible.
They won more Oscars than Peter O'Toole.
There you go.
Too soon.
But just as many as 3-6 Mafia.
So up next, since we started with Ron, is Rox. Rox, your question is, now that the Batman has its new director, Matt Reeves, what Batman-related movie is rumored to be in the works? And someone's microwaving something over there.
The rumor is that
it's more than a rumor. Actually, it was a rumor. Am I printing? But they have officially said that they are working on this. But what Batman related film is in the works?
Oh, let's see. It says what Batman related movie is in The Life and Times of Aunt B. May.
No, that would probably be a Marvel. Let's go to Ron next. Ron, do you have an answer?
Nightwing.
That is absolutely correct. Nightwing is the
Aunt Harriet. No, it's Aunt Harriet. I'm sorry. I want to take that back. It's The Life and Times of Aunt Harriet.
No, it still is Nightwing. Nightwing is rumored to be. Anybody got any buddy that they would like to see play Dick Grayson / Nightwing? Someone said Joseph Gordon-Levitt since he was actually Robin
for a brief period of time.
Maybe the kid from Manchester by the Sea, that Lucas Harris, or what his name is.
How was Manchester by the Sea? Was it uplifting as they say it is?
It is really depressing, but well acted and good. I mean, you have to go into it knowing you're not going to see, like, you know, The Lion King, where it's uplifting. It's dark, but it's well acted. So.
Yeah. It's life to life.
Yes.
All right, so next, Rob, this question is for you. Ramsay Bolton actor Ewan Rowan, I don't know how to pronounce his name, has been cast to play Maximus in what upcoming ABC series?
He's
been cast to play Maximus in what upcoming...
Gotham.
Does that go to me?
Yeah, actually, it does go to Rox. You have the least number of points right now.
No, it goes.
But you said it was me. That's why I gave an answer.
Oh yeah, no. It goes to but to steal, Rox can steal.
Gladiator. Well,
I just gave the answer. Okay.
Okay. You said Gladiator.
I did.
No, Ron. Do you have an answer?
No.
What's that?
Inhumans.
Yes, that's correct. The Inhumans. The Inhumans. Marvel's Inhumans. I think it's supposed to be like a 12 episode limited series, like Agent Carter.
What channel did you say? ABC.
Yeah. Why isn't it on CBS?
Oh,
because
Marvel
is owned by Disney.
All right, so it's Marvel's gonna be Inhumans? Like murder. It's gonna be like Murder, She Wrote.
All right, one
all
point.
All CBS shows will be.
But
like
it's murder. ABC though.
Oh, well, I asked, and you guys, somebody said CBS.
I didn't look. Look at the question; it's on the screen.
I see it. Okay, I told you early. I can't read.
All right, so Rox gets a point.
Who's backing up
for murdering somebody?
Thank you.
So, okay.
All right. So let's see. This now goes to Ron. Ron, this question's for you. Netflix is returning us to the Satellite of Love with the reboot of MST3K. Who are playing the Mads this time around?
Well, Patton Oswalt is playing the son of TV's Frank. And Felicia Day is, I don't know if she's officially a Mad, but she is going to be on it. I think she's Mad. So those, I can't think of anyone else. So those are my answers.
That is correct. Patton Oswalt and Felicia Day. That's 2 points for Ron.
Wow.
Anybody else excited to get MST3K back? It
depends.
What I actually missed was when Netflix picked it up. Because I knew they were going to do it as a by themselves because they did a Kickstarter. But when did Netflix pick the thing up?
Okay. I don't know. But April 14th is when they come out.
Yeah.
Huh.
Because I know that people bought, like, you know, we get to see it before other people type thing. And I don't know how they're doing that with Netflix taking over now, but not my problem. All right. So, Rox, this question's for you. Heart of Dixie alumnus Cress Williams will be taking on the role of what? Oops, I'm trying to press something here. Of what role for the latest Greg Berlanti CW series?
Oh, that would be the Life and Times of Governor Tarkin.
That is absolutely incorrect, but you get a point anyway. Rob, do you happen to know what the answer is?
That would be They've Done So Well with Riverdale, A Portrait of Eddie's Father.
No, Ron, do you happen to know the answer?
I think Black Lightning.
Black Lightning is correct. Yes. Black Lightning.
I know you all watched
Heart of Dixie because it's big in our circle.
All right. Yeah.
All right, so let's
talk. How about old geek news?
I can see the shirts now.
Old geek news.
Yeah.
All right, so
Lightning matters.
Black Lightning matters.
Please give me I Dream of Jeannie question or something. I don't know.
All right, so again, you got to trust my scorekeeping is correct, but let's see. Coming up in third position after that first game is Rox with 3 points.
Yay!
Rob has 4 points, And Ron has 6 points. And Rob, you still did win initiative, so you still get control of this. However, now it's time for sports talk. So sports talk, it's worth 5 points if you get it correct, -5 if you get it incorrect. If you know the answer, just say your name. There's only one question. It's worth 5 points. Just as soon as you know the answer to the question, shout out your name, okay? If you don't know it, don't say anything because you're going to lose points. Here we go. In the NHL, 16 teams make it to the playoffs, where they play the best of seven series in each round, rather. In the first round, the 16 teams are split into two separate brackets by division. The 8 winners then advance to the second round. The 4 winners from round 2 move on to the conference finals. Finally, the last 2 winning teams play in the Stanley Cup finals. What is the minimum number of playoff games needed to win the Stanley Cup?
What's an NHL? I'm kidding.
Rocks.
Yes, rocks.
5.
Incorrect.
What?
Rocks gets -5. So how do I do this? -2. Okay.
I have a guess, but I don't want to lose the points.
Ron, do you have a guess?
Wait, do I lose points if I guess wrong?
Yeah.
Yeah. So don't say 5.
All right.
Damn.
The answer is
4.
16 games.
16. What? What?
Yeah, you got to win. You got to win the best of 7 in 4 separate rounds. So the minimum you do is 4 times 4 times 4.
Oh my god! And
I couldn't remember the first 2 rounds if it was best of 4 or best of 7. So I didn't guess.
Oh, all right. Well, whatever. Whatever. I tried.
All right. So up next we have Geek Blitz. Okay. So here's how this game is played. I got to find the rules here. Geek Blitz. I didn't send you the rules for Geek Blitz. Okay. That's not helpful. All right. So we're going to come up with a topic. The topic can be something like, say, Marvel superheroes that fly. And we're going to go around. It's a repetitive. You're going to go back to back to back. So in other words, it'll go Rob, then Rocks, then Ron, then Rob, then Rocks, then Ron. And I will say your name. It'll go in the same order each time. Well, reverse order with based upon who got the most points, but each correct answer is worth 1 point. We play until either you have 10 points, somebody has 10 points in the set of 3, or you're the last one standing. If you are the last one standing, you get, I think we said 5 bonus points. So let's do a quick practice round real quick. We'll just start with, we'll go Rob, Ron, and then Rocks. And, I'll say Marvel superheroes that fly. Rob.
Spider-Man.
Doesn't Phoenix. Really fly, but okay.
Yeah, what?
He glides more. So you'd be out. So you'd be automatically out.
Do you mean fly by his own volition or fly by...
Oh my. See, this is not going to work.
This is where Iron Man
fly?
Yes. Yes, he does.
Well, how does Iron Man fly in a way different? All right. Spider-Man?
See, this is why we need Lee.
See, you stole my answer.
Or Thor. How does Thor fly in a way different than Iron
Man? Right. Or Magneto. Magneto kind of flies.
Rob.
See, this is wrong. This is
or,
a wrong blitz.
Or Moon Knight if he goes to first class.
Yeah. This ain't going to work.
Or the Fantastic Four if they use the Quinjet.
Rob, you're going to break, John.
Okay,
just
this is why
along.
I need Lee to yell at all of you people. All right, so you get the idea.
Do over.
It doesn't matter. There's no points associated with that.
I will trust your judge anyway, sir.
So I got to get my handy-dandy scorekeeping chips out here so I can make sure.
Like a piece of paper.
No. I got to score each round. So it becomes very troublesome when I can't do it. All right. Okay. So here we go. Rob, you get to decide who starts and then we will go to the left according to what I have written down here. Who's going to start on the first one?
Do we know what the subject is before?
No, I asked you this question before then.
We'll go Rocks.
Okay. So it'll go. So for this round, it'll go Rocks, Ron, Rob. Rocks, Ron, Rob. Rocks, Ron, Rob. Okay? And the All first right. one is movies in which dragons appear. Rocks.
Lord of the Rings.
Ron.
Oh!
How to Train a Dragon.
Rob.
Your dragon.
Dragonwick.
Rox.
Hobbit.
Ron.
Dragon Heart.
Rob.
Pete's Dragon.
Rox.
And
you're out. Ron.
All right.
You gotta be quick too, by the way. Ron.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. And you're out.
Star Wars. I don't know.
Rob, one more for a cherry on top.
Enter the Dragon.
Golden Child. There was a dragon lady in it. Damn it.
Okay.
Oh yes.
So Rob, you get two.
I had something, but I lost it, so I said it.
Mulan.
Too late.
Spider-Man.
All right, so Rob, you got 7 points for that round. Ron, you got 2 points for that round. And Rox, you got 2 points for that round, which brings you back to zero.
Zero. Yay.
All right, since Rob won that one, now we're going to go Rob, Ron, Rox. And I'll just say your name as we go. So it's Rob, Ron, Rox. The next one is, Rob, you're going to go first. Iconic film, horror film villains slash monsters. Iconic horror film villains slash monsters. Rob.
Frankenstein.
Rob. I mean, Ron.
Mummy.
Rox.
Dracula.
Rob.
Oh, and Dr. Doom.
Ron.
Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Rox.
Invisible Man.
Ron.
Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde.
Rox.
Fudge.
You're out. Okay.
Shit. Sorry.
So Ron got 8 points for that. So,
that's hard.
Yeah.
Because I kept thinking of the actors and not.
I know.
I wasn't sure if you were going like where you had to do classic or if you like, you know, like Freddy and stuff would count.
Freddy would have counted. They're iconic.
Oh. Iconic.
I didn't say classic.
Okay.
All right. Since Ron won that one, it'll go Ron, Rob, Rox, Ron, Rob, Rox. Here we go. Ron, this is for you. Characters that are hunted by government agencies. Ron.
ETs.
Rob.
The Fugitive.
Oh. Rox. Ron.
Crap.
Bad Me. Wizards in Harry Potter.
Count that, Rob.
Lee Harvey Oswald and JFK.
Okay. Rob. I mean, Ron. Okay. Let's see. So, Rock's got no points for that round. Ron got 2 points for that round. Rob got 5 points for that round. I mean, sorry, 7 points for that round.
I could say Angela Lansbury.
Yes, but she is a government agency.
God. Oh man, Manchurian Candidate.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
I'm pretty sure my math is wrong off on this, but okay. So since Rob won that one, we're gonna go Rob, Ron, Rox. Man, there's a lot of R's in this here tonight. All right, characters from the Harry Potter universe. Rob.
Oh Jesus!
Wow.
Harry Potter.
There's at least one there. Ron.
Voldemort.
Rox.
McGonagall.
Rob.
Weasley.
Be specific, please.
And any of them.
And
Ron.
Okay, Ron. Okay. Ron.
Cedric Diggory.
Rox.
Hagrid.
Rob.
Hermione.
Rox. I mean, Rob. Sorry. I mean, Ron. There's a lot of R's. Ron.
Dumbledore.
Rox.
Snape.
Rob.
Oh, Elastic Man.
I almost gave you the point for that. Ron.
Dobby?
Yeah, Ron.
Dobby the house elf.
Okay. Rox.
Lucius Malfoy.
Ron.
Winky the house elf.
Is that true? I don't remember.
Yeah, I'm listening to the fourth audiobook.
Okay, Rox.
10 minutes ago.
Rox. Luna Lovegood.
Rob. I mean, Ron.
Fleur Delacour.
Rox.
Gilderoy Lockhart.
I think that was his name. Ron. Yeah.
Victor Crumb.
Rox?
Oh my god. All
right, for that round, let's see. Ron got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 plus 5. So that's
maybe I need to read these.
2, 3, 5, 6, it's been a while.
No, I haven't read at all.
Oh.
The audiobooks with Jim Dale are
good. They are good.
Rob got, I'm gonna try that.
Rob got 3.
Stephen Fry does the British versions, but I think
He just says it. He just reads it.
Yeah, whereas Jim Dale, he does the different voices and where you can actually tell the different characters from them. Highly recommend those.
Yeah. How many did I get?
You got 6.
All right.
Okay. Ron won that one, so we're gonna go Ron, Rob, Rox. Here we go. Stephen King book titles. Ron.
It.
And by the way, we will take it. We will take his name to poo.
He's Flutie Flu.
Yeah, exactly. Rob.
Salem's Lot.
Rox.
Pet Cemetery.
Ron.
Carrie.
Rob.
Christine.
Rox.
Gerald's Game.
Ron.
The Dark Tower.
Rob.
The Thing.
Rox.
Duma Key.
Ron.
Under the Dome.
Rob.
The Stand.
Rox.
Skeleton Crew.
Ron.
Denise McCarr.
You're out. Rob.
Stephen King on writing.
Okay. Rox.
It's a nonfiction book.
Well, Cujo.
Rob.
Tommyknockers.
Rox.
Dance Macabre, which is another nonfiction.
Rob.
That's what I miss.
The Gunslinger.
Rox.
The Wolves of Calgary or something. Nah, crap.
You're out. Rob, you want to give it one more? You win, but you want to
Dark Tower, is that his?
I already said Dark Tower. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's it.
Okay, so Rob got 7 correct plus the bonus 5.
Was The Thing really by... Did he do a book called The
it.
Thing?
That would have been it.
Did someone say Needful The Thing? Thing? Needful Things is wrong.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay, Ron got 4.
I did well.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Who said that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And let's see. Rox did 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Got 6. So 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay. All right. Let's see. So Rob won that one. So we're going to go. I think this is our last one in this cat in this game. We're going to go Rob, Ron, Rox. I'm pretty sure that's how it goes. Okay. Rob, Ron, Rox. Here we go. Superheroes that wear capes. Rob.
Moon Knight.
Ron.
Superman.
Rox.
Batman.
Rob.
Doctor Strange.
Ron.
Dr. Fate.
Rox.
Batgirl.
Rob.
Nova.
Ron.
Storm.
Rox.
Dr. Doom.
Rob.
Supergirl.
Ron.
Robin.
Rox. Nobody said Robin.
That villain from the Incredibles.
Okay, Rob.
Falcon.
No, he doesn't.
Black Falcon. Yeah.
I don't think either of them do. Ron. Yeah. One more to cap it off.
Mole Man.
Okay. All right. So, Rob, you got 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Ron got 1, 2, 3, 4 plus the bonus. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4. And Rock's got three. One, two, three.
And well, I'm glad for that.
All right. So after that game, Rob has 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 37 points. Ron has 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 44 points. And Rox has...
Just say I'm third.
17 points. 17 points. There's a chance to catch up. Don't worry about it. You'll get to it. All right. So, Rob, we're going to play Pullman, Paxton, or Daniels. You get to decide who goes first. Jesus. You get 1 point for getting the correct person, and I'm going to give you a name of a movie, and you're going to tell me which of those three actually starred in that movie or appeared in that movie. And by the way, RIP, Paxton, you're gone too soon. Game over.
Oh, man.
Game over.
Sucks.
Game over. So who do you want to start? And then we'll go to the right according to what I have written down here.
And Ron's in first right now, right?
Correct.
We'll start with Ron.
Okay. Ron, you 571, Pullman, Paxton, or Daniels?
Paxton.
That is correct. 1 point for Ron. Oops, I need to fold this over here. 1 point for Ron. All right. So then we're going to go to Rob. Scary Movie 4, Pullman, Paxton, or Daniels?
I will go Pullman.
Pullman is correct. Rocks. Independence Day, Pullman, Paxton, or Daniels?
That's Pullman.
Pullman is correct. Apollo 13, Ron.
Paxton.
Paxton is correct. Rob. Speed.
Wow. I know this. I'm going to say Paxton.
Daniels.
Yeah. Keanu shot him. He can shoot the hostage.
Sleepless in Seattle, Rocks.
I've never seen that film.
I'm gonna say Daniels.
Pullman.
Ooh, really?
Oops, I almost gave you a point for that. Ron, you've got Aliens.
Paxton, man.
Paxton is correct. Rob, Titanic.
Paxton.
Paxton is correct. Rox, you have Trial and Error.
Daniels.
Daniels is correct. Ron, you have Lake Placid.
Paxton.
Pullman. Rob, you don't get another question. All right. So after that round, let's see.
Dumb and Dumber.
Oh. Ron got three correct. Rob got two correct. And Rox got two correct. So we have, it's 19 to, let's say Ron has 47, Rob has 39, and Rox has 19. All right. So up next, our second to last game before the final here is Lyrica Dramatica. This is where I will express my dramatic side, and I'm going to read you lyrics from a song. It's going to be a dramatic reading. And what your goal is to do, we're going to decide who's going to start. Rob's going to give us that decision in just a second, is to come up with, the correct song title, the artist that's famous for singing that song, cause there could be covers or whatever. And the movie or show it came from. Now I should point out these all come from a movie, and here's an extra hint. They're all Academy Award winners for best music, best music, whatever. You get bonus points. You get three bonus points if you can tell me what year it's from as well. What year it won. And anybody can answer any part that the other person does not get correct. So, Rob, who do you want to start? And then we will go to the left from there.
Rox.
Okay. So, Rox, Here's here's the first dramatic reading. You think the only people who are people are the people who look and think like you. But if you walk in the footsteps of a stranger, you'll learn things you never knew you knew. What movie is that from, and who's famous for singing it, and if you know it, the year?
It's from the animated movie Cars.
And what's the name of the song? That's not
driving. Right? Driving my shoes.
No. And what year would that be? And who sang it?
2004. Mm-hmm. And it was Paul Newman.
Yeah. None of that is correct. Anybody else care to take a wager? A hazard guest. Ron.
Nope.
Rob.
I'm going to guess that the artist is 3-6 Mafia, but I'm probably wrong.
That is incorrect.
Okay.
It is actually Colors of the Wind from the movie Pocahontas. So you did have the animated part. 1995, Vanessa L. Williams. My reading was flawless. You guys just don't know good music. All right. Rob's going over there going, I thought you said good music.
No, I just don't remember. I didn't see Pocahontas.
All right. So Rob is next. Here's your dramatic reading. First, when there's nothing but a slow, glowing dream.
Flashdance, what a feeling.
No, I need to finish my dramatic reading.
I'm sparing the other two contestants. Flashdance, what a feeling. Irene Cara, 1984.
1984 is incorrect. Does anybody else want to hazard a guess? Everything else is correct, so you get 6 points.
1987.
Five. Nope. 1983. You're so close. You're so freaking close. All right, Ron, here is yours.
Watch. Your burrito is done.
Ron, here we go. Pass that. Okay. Watching. I keep waiting. Still anticipating love, never hesitating. To become the fated one. Turning and returning to some secret place to hide. Ron, who was that from? Yes, exactly. Who sang that? What movie is that from? And what's the name of the song?
That was from Cars.
That is correct. No, it's not correct at all.
I have no idea.
Rob, do you know?
Take My Breath Away by Berlin from Top Gun.
Correct. You got a guess on the year?
1983.
That is incorrect. Anybody else want to take a guess of the year?
84?
Probably
right.
No.
85.
No.
No.
86.
Ah!
2, 3. So you get 3 points for the steal there, Rob.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. This goes back to rocks. Here we go. Okay. Here's your dramatic reading. The more you resist, babe, the more it excites me. And no one I've kissed, babe, ever fights me again. If you're on my list, it's just a question of when. What movie is that from? And who sang it? And what year?
That was from Independence Day.
That is correct. Not... Not.
It was sung by Brent Spiner.
Mm-hmm. Keep going. What year?
That was like 1998.
And what was the name of the song?
Kiss Me Like an Alien.
That is all incorrect. Ron, you want to take a guess at it?
The title was Welcome to Earth.
No. Rob, do you know?
Pucker up.
Man. Maybe Your Kiss Is on My List by Hall & Oates, but I am way wrong.
Yeah, no, none of those are correct. It's Sooner or Later from Dick Tracy. It just did win an Academy Award in 1990 by Madonna sang it, and of course, Stephen Sondheim wrote it.
All right.
I know, right? Wow. I was surprised as anybody. Let's see. So now this is Rob, right? This is Rob's turn. Here is your dramatic reading. This is a long one, so feel free to stop me at any time that you know it.
Stop.
We should be able to chime in on these things.
Kenny Loggins, Footloose. No, anyway.
Lay down your sweet and weary head. The night is falling. You've come to journey's end.
Oh, ding, sleep, ding, ding. I know
sleep
this
now.
One.
It's Rob's guess. Sleep now and dream of the ones who came before. They're
can
calling
I get this for
from,
Rob, and from, he can give me some points.
From across the distant shore.
Rob, give me what? Some points and I'll do this.
I'm trying to hear John.
Why do you weep? What are these tears upon?
You told me, you said we could break into this.
No, I never did. God.
Rob, give me some John, points and I'll do this for you.
For the love of God, just so she shuts the hell up, give it to Rox.
Okay, Rox, what is it?
It's from Return of the King, sung by Annie Lennox.
Yes.
So what was it? The movie was every 4 years, so it started 2001. So it's 2004.
And what's the name of the song?
It's the end title.
Rob, how many points do you want to give her out of that? She got 6 of those.
How many total points can she get?
She that was 6 points that she could have that she earned for you, apparently.
Rob, okay. I'm in third place.
I know. We'll just do 3 and 3. Can we do that?
Yeah, sure.
Can we do 4 and 2? I need to practice my mediation skills.
Okay, I'll take 4.
No, I'll take no.
I will give you 3 and 3. The year was wrong. Do you have a guess on what year it was, Rob?
I'll say 2006.
Incorrect. Ron, do you have a guess on what year it was?
1783.
Incorrect. It was, you were so close. It was 2003. 2003.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Oh, Fran Walsh. Oh, okay. I was scared for a second because I had a brief thing where Fran Walsh, she was the nanny. But then I'm like, no, never mind. Ron and Fran.
Let's see. Oh, yeah. Oh, that one. Okay. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Annie Lennox, Howard Shore, and Fran Walsh. Okay. So this one is Ron's now? I'm confused because Rox just threw me off. I think it's Ron.
Well, it was me.
It was Ron. It was me. Yeah.
So now it goes to Ron, right?
Yeah.
There it was.
Okay. Here, this one's a pretty short one. So here you go, Ron.
Oh, come on.
Here you go, Ron. I was bruised and battered. I couldn't tell. Sorry, let me try it again. I was bruised and battered. I couldn't tell what I felt. I was unrecognizable to myself. I saw my reflection in a window and didn't know my own face. Oh, brother, are you going to leave me wasting away? That's the end. Ron.
Karate Kid 2, mm-hmm. sung by Pat Morita, mm-hmm. 1986.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's all incorrect. Anybody else?
Can you do it one more time?
Sure. I was bruised and battered. I couldn't tell what I felt. I was unrecognizable to myself. I saw my reflection in a window and I didn't know my own face. Oh, brother, are you going to leave me wasting away?
Damn it.
You know this is from The African Queen, Rob, right? You know that.
All right, I'm going to call time.
Yeah, I got him trying to blow. God damn
Streets
it.
Streets of Philadelphia, from Philadelphia, 1993, Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, yeah, it's literally no one watched, kind of.
I did. I was thinking of the Philadelphia song by Neil Young, which is also in the movie. So I was trying to, good. I'm glad I didn't mess with it.
Okay. Oh, it was like one of the last years that they let people like really sing the songs, right?
Yeah. I think it's incredible. It's like, it's such a great.
All right. Rox, this one is for you.
This is the last one.
Rox, this one is for you.
All right.
When he's trying to get his money for the rent, for the Cadillacs and the gas money spent, we'll have a whole lot of bitches jumping ship. In my eyes, I've done seen some crazy things on the street. Got a couple of girls working on changes for me. But I got to keep my game tight, like Kobe on game night.
Right, that was Scarface.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually sung by Tom Waits. Mm-hmm. The lyrics were written by Al Pacino
and Stephen Sondheim.
And Meredith Wilson. And the year was what movie did I say it was?
Scarface.
Yeah. So that was. That was 97, right? Yes. Meredith Wilson came back from the dead to write those lyrics. Actually, no. Somebody did that through a Ouija board. So I've heard.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Those are all incorrect. Ron or Rob?
It was the director's cut of Space Jam.
That is not correct either. Ron. I'm Rob.
3-6 Mafia, and mm-hmm. It's Hard Out Here, and Crash.
I'm going to go ahead and give you Hard Out Here, but it's actually Hard Out Here for a Pimp. It's Hustle and Flow, but the 3-6 Mafia counts. So I will go ahead and give you 2 points for that total.
Oh, Hustle and Flow. All right.
That was... By the way, that was the very last of the movies that Vincent Price and Christopher Lee made together, Hustle and Flow.
Yes.
We're going to go ahead and skip ahead to our... We're running short on time here, so we're going to go ahead and skip ahead.
Thank you.
I saved you from an Adele song.
Thank you.
Rob, you are still in the... You're actually in the lead now. You have 54 points. You have 54 points. Okay. Ron has 47 and Rox has 22.
All right.
22. All right. So this is going to be our second to last game. This is a game for each of you. You're going to pick a topic and you're going to answer the questions. It's called ramming speed.
Wait a minute. We just invent a topic off the top of our head?
No. You're going to pick a topic.
Oh, damn.
So for this game, let me just read you what I wrote in the rule summary. For this game, you'll be presented with a list of topics to choose from. When it's your turn, you can select a topic from any on the list that has not been previously chosen. Once you've chosen a topic, you'll have 1 minute to answer as many questions as you can. Your time starts after I ask the first question. It's like a speed round. So tonight's topic... Oh, Rob, who gets to pick first?
Jesus.
You're going to have a list of three topics, and you get to choose who gets to choose their topic first.
Rox is making a lot of noise, like she wants to go first.
It can be you. It doesn't matter.
So we'll have Ron go first.
Ron is going to go first, is what you're saying? R-O-N.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So these are your choices. Bereaves in Yourself, Sports Ball, or the Oscars. Which one do you want, Ron? These are not the right questions. These are the questions over here. Here we go. Got them right here.
Bereaves in Yourself.
Bereaves in Yourself. Okay. So your time will start right after I finish the first question. Now, if it's a numeric value, I will say higher or lower. And you'll basically keep going until you get it. It's the Price is Right guy on the hill rules.
Oh, the yodel game.
Yes, the yodel game. So right out the gate, you're going to get a numeric value. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Bereaves in Yourself. How old is Keanu Reeves?
52.
That's correct. Wow. Who is rumored to be the new director for Batman?
Matt Reeves.
It's no longer a rumor. In 1991, Point Break, Keanu Reeves starred opposite what Roadhouse legend?
That would be Patrick Swayze.
That's correct. Matt Reeves is credited for creating what Kerry Russell series with J.J. Abrams?
Alias. No, sorry.
Incorrect.
Can I steal?
No, incorrect. It's just him. Keanu Reeves played bass for what band?
Wild Stallions.
Incorrect. What is the running time of The Matrix in minutes? The original Matrix in minutes.
212 minutes.
Lower.
127.
Higher.
133.
Higher.
142.
Lower.
140.
Lower.
138.
Lower.
135.
Higher.
136.
Correct. All right. So you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five correct. Do you know what the band was, Rob?
I will know once you tell me. I'm drawing a complete blank.
It was called Dogstar.
I don't know once you said it.
That's right. Yeah, I was thinking of P, but that was Johnny Depp.
Yeah, it was Dogstar or Dogstar or Becky. So either one of those. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So you got 5 points on that, Rob or Ron. That brings your total up to 47 plus 5 is 52. Okay.
So what did he play in Wild Stallions?
I don't know. I'm going to say electric guitar.
How come you didn't have any Christopher Reeves questions?
Or George Reeves.
That's what I thought it
would be. All right. So, Rob, do you want to go next or do you want rocks to pick? You've got the choice between sports ball and the Oscars.
Oh, I could be a real sadist because rocks is like a sister to me. I will take the Oscars.
Okay, so you're going to go next. All right.
Sorry.
It's all right.
All right, your time starts after I ask the first question. In what city did the Odd Couples take place?
New York.
Correct. What color was Oscar the Grouch on the first season of Sesame Street?
Orange.
Correct. What is the current Rotten Tomatoes critics rating for 1991's Oscar?
6.
Higher.
7.
Higher.
8.
Higher.
10.
Higher.
38.
Lower.
35.
Lower.
33.
Lower.
32.
Lower.
31, 30, lower. 29, 28, 27, 26, 25, 24, 23.
Lower.
20.
Lower.
18.
Lower. You're so close.
15.
Lower.
14, 13.
Correct, 13. 12. Who played Oscar Madison in the 1968 Odd Couple movie?
Walter Matthau.
Who created Oscar the Grouch?
Frank Oz.
No, incorrect, Jim Henson. Who starred in the 1991 film Oscar? 1991 film Oscar. Who starred in it? You can answer the question.
Jesus. Will Smith.
Sylvester Stallone.
Oh. And right. I knew the thing of Oscar the Grouch one. Okay.
So that one. You actually got, you did, even though it doesn't seem like it, you did get 5 correct. You just missed the Jim Henson. Oh, I would have also accepted John Stone for creating Oscar the Grouch.
Okay.
Bonus point for Rox. She can get three bonus points if she knows this. Who originally voiced and operated Oscar the Grouch?
Oh, Carol Spinney. Spinney.
That is correct.
I believe the answer to that is our friend Carol Spinney.
Our friend Carol Spinney.
All right. Yeah. So you get the final one here. It's called sports ball.
Yeah, all right. Thanks, Rob.
Here we go. Your time starts after I ask the first question, assuming I can get through it.
Okay.
What is the full title of the movie starring Alan Tudyk as Steve the Pirate?
Steve the Pirate?
The full title of the movie. Just take a guess if you don't know.
Oh, my God. Oh, you're mean, Joe.
Oh, okay. Sky Captain and the World of Tomorrow and the Pirates.
According to Box Office Mojo, round to the nearest million, what was Spaceballs' domestic gross? How many in millions did Spaceballs gross?
30 million.
Higher.
50 million.
Lower.
40 million.
Lower.
35.
Higher.
37.
Higher.
38.
Correct. The movie Basketball starred what two South Park creators?
Oh, Trey Parker
incorrect. You got them backwards.
Sharon Stone.
You got them backwards. The 1975 Rollerball movie Rollerball starred what Brian's song actor?
Oh, James Caan.
Correct. I'll give you one more in the movie because I flubbed that last one. In the movie Meatballs, who played the character of Tripper?
Bill Murray.
Correct. I'll give you 1, 2, 3. Okay. You got 3 points for that?
Wow, I would have fucked that up.
What was the first one? What was the pirate one?
Terry the Pirate something.
No. The full title of the movie starring Alan Tudyk as Steve the Pirate is Dodgeball, A True Underdog Story. The title that round was Sportsball. So it always had something to do with sports.
Horrible
ball.
Movie.
Yeah, well.
What? It was funny.
I saw that. Okay, you know what? I saw that on a plane waiting to go to Dragon Con.
All right, so final round. It's called Critical Hit. Think of Final Jeopardy. You get to bid up to as many points as you have. You can lose all of your points, or you could double your points, but you can't triple them. And so I'm going to ask you a question. The topic is cereal. The topic is cereal. I need you to write down right now how many points you want to wager. As a recap, Ron has 52, Rob has 59, and Rox is in the catbird seat with 28.
When you mean cereal, do you mean C-E-A-R?
The topic is cereal.
Like food cereal.
The topic is cereal.
Not like a cereal show.
The topic is cereal. I can only tell you that much information. You got to wait. You got to pick your wager. Again, Rox has 28, Ron has 52, and Rob has 59.
All right. I'm making it a daily double.
Don't tell everybody. All right, you guys got your numbers written down? Don't tell me yet.
Yes.
Don't tell me yet. We're going to ask the question first. You're also going to need some space to write a couple of answers down. Here we go. Name five of the top 10 best-selling cereals of 2016. You can only write five answers, but write down five of the top 10 best-selling cereals, with a C, of 2016. Breakfast cereals, I should say. One of them is not Fruity Nuggets, even though the picture says that. I mean, there might be Fruity Nuggets in one of these. While they're writing down their answers, I will go over where you can find everybody. Of course, Rox can be found at Spaz House LLC. That's SPAZHOUSELLC.com. And Rob can be found over at the needcoffee.com, and as well as on radio at times. And I don't forgive me because I don't remember what the radio station is, but it's in St. Louis. And Ron can usually be found outside your window peeping in.
I got new binoculars.
Oh, so he's across the street peeping in.
I actually did get new binoculars for Christmas. I didn't buy them again.
Trust me, it's not creepy at all, Ron. Just keep talking about it. All right, how are we doing over there? We got five cereals yet?
I think.
And I need you to be specific too.
What do you mean? Not just like kids cereal, adult cereal.
I get good word on my I get research stuff, things, words, stuff that comes out of my mouth. I can't say pronounce what I'm saying. KDHX is actually the call sign for where you can find Rob several nights a week. I think twice a week.
Right? Wednesdays, 7 to 9 Central. Yeah.
And I'm sure it's online too, KD. I'm going to hazard
it. KDHX.org.
Ah, I was going to say .com. So yes, .org. Who has a .com? Who's a jerk that's squatting on the .com? All right. Do we have five yet? Ron, how are you doing over there?
Yeah, I'm good.
Rox?
Hold on.
What are you doing research? What are you doing over
no,
there?
No, I'm not.
Got it.
Yes.
Here, I'll play this clip while we're waiting.
Get those nerds! Nerd!
Yes.
That was a fun one. Oh, we lost Rob.
Oh, that means I take his points.
Oh, no.
See how quick I went? Get his points. He's gone. He forfeited them.
Oh no.
That's great. That means Ron and I can split them. Yeah.
All right. So if you guys get your answers, we'll get Rob if he gets if he can get back online. If not, then, you know, I don't know what to say. All right. So, Rox, since you're in last place, what are the five that you wrote down?
I wrote Lucky Charms, mm-hmm. Cheerios, mm-hmm. Frosted Flakes, Special K, and Cookie Crisp.
Okay. Ron, what did you write down?
I did not have Cheerios, but I think that's a good one because people make babies eat them. I got Lucky Charms.
Mm-hmm. Everybody Raisin, loves those.
Yeah. Raisin Bran. Uh-huh. If we have to be specific, Kellogg's Raisin Bran, whatever.
Okay.
Rice Krispies, mm-hmm. Frosted Flakes, and Raisin Nut Bran.
Ooh.
Okay.
No one got Fruit Loops.
All right. So here were the top 10 according to some research facility in 2016, some market research guy.
Oh, could it be Spaz House, Intuitive Research?
Yes, yeah, so Spaz, according to Spaz House, which would be bad if you got this wrong, these going from the lowest selling to the highest selling in the top 10, it is Raisin Bran, Fruit Loops, Lucky Charms, Frosted Mini Wheats, Special K, this one is a little bit surprising, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Cheerios, Honey Bunches of Oats, Frosted Flakes, and the number one selling is Honey Nut Cheerios. That's why I wanted you to be specific. Unfortunately, none of you got that correct.
Okay, so my research, because I was cheating, yours is you came up with a different thing because mine was actually you know anyway.
Were you cheating?
No, I was researching.
All right, so Rox, how many points did you bid?
I bet Rob's 48 points and kept my own.
Ron.
Oh, there's Rob.
There he is. Oh, Ron. Rob, what were the five you wrote down?
Okay. Sorry.
It's fine.
I'm guessing completely on some of these. Lucky Charms.
Mm-hmm.
Honey Nut Cheerios.
Mm-hmm.
Special K.
Mm-hmm.
I believe they are called... Kellogg Frosted Flakes, and then mm-hmm. Kellogg Mini Wheats.
You actually got 5 of the 10. You were the only one that got them all. Got 5 out of the 10.
After a mysterious absence.
Well, wait a minute. Yeah, I know. I got Lucky Charms. I got Special K, and I got Cheerios and Frosted Flakes.
And I just switched to the phone. Sorry about that.
You only got 4 of 5, Rox, of the all 5 right. that you needed.
I also put Cheerios, too. I don't know if that counts.
Well, it does, but you didn't need it. You only need to write down 5.
Okay.
So you, how many points did you bid, Rob?
12.
12. And Ron, how many points did you bid?
48.
48. So, Rox, how many points did you actually bid?
28. I went for a daily double, okay. Triple, whatever.
And Rob. As I carry the one. Okay, so in third place, we like to call it the third place, is yeah. Rox. Rox from Intuitive Research Spaz House LLC.com with 0 points. Ron, that's probably not good for you. Well, that's why you do the research, right?
That's why I do the research, yes. Yeah. So it's all intuitive that all these questions are crap.
Ron,
that's okay.
Ron. It has 4 points, and Rob sets a new record for the Unique Geek with 71 points. Congratulations,
whoa.
Rob.
Oh, wow. Okay. Thank you.
I want a ruling on those missing 4 minutes.
That's fine.
I want a ruling on that.
Well, in fairness, had he not have gone away and we just took away his 12 points, he still would have won with 47 points. So
still there's those 4 minutes missing.
Like JFK. Well,
Yes.
So until next time, Rob, is there anybody that you want to thank, or you've got the floor? It's yours.
No, I'm fine.
You need to thank the Academy.
I'd like to thank my phone for working since the computer went. But yeah.
Rox, how about you?
Sorry
how
about
you,
that.
How you doing? Where can people find you again?
People can find me on spazhouseLLC.com, and you can hook up some, you know, find some of my writing over on medium.com under Roxanne Henkel, and you can find me at needcoffee.com.
And your Twitter handle.
And Twitter handle is, I've got two, Rox of Spazhouse, no E, and at spazhouseLLC, yeah. I think. Yeah.
And Ron, yes. Whose house are you outside of today?
Ron's house.
Yours.
Whose house? Ron's house. That's out of mine. Wait, what? All right. So until next time, this is John for Ron, Rox, and our champion, Rob, saying peace.
Bye.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 833-210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter at @TheUniqueGeek. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons Share Alike non-commercial license.
I can't read.
You'll fit in great in the new America.
Okay.
All right. And here we go.
Yes.
My boyfriend wants me to win.
You have a boyfriend?
I do. Ooh. 2 4 months. Ooh.